I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Internet was going nuts yesterday. By the way, 713-572-4610 to get in the think tank. Before the Super Bowl, there was a surprising arrest. Well, not, I don't know if I want to call it a surprising arrest, but the reason for the arrest was surprising. Rapper 21 Savage arrested by ICE, or do you pronounce ICE? Arrested by ICE because apparently he has a fake public persona. He actually came to the U.S. from the U.K. as a teen and has overstayed his visa. The arrest shocked 21 Savage fans, including myself, who had no clue about his British roots. They did some digging, and apparently he claimed his birthplace is Atlanta, but he was born overseas. This is very, very strange, but I just want to play some of his music, and I want you to tell me if you can maybe in hindsight – pick up a British accent.
Okay.
So you're good at finding accents, right?
Yeah, I remember one of my hobbies. We talked about it when we were
when we were in the Uber, Atlanta. You said this. So tell me if you can hear any British here. You hear it? I don't.
No.
I don't hear it. Figgy, you hear it?
Nah.
Very strange. Stay tuned here, though, because we'll keep you up to date on this.
So maybe tomorrow at this time, I'll tell you how I might get deported.
Wait, what?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
You're being funny, right?
Kind of. Kind of not. And immediately, I know the I know what the listener's thinking, and it's not that. Exactly, Figgy. Exactly.
This is my thing. Okay, let's pretend that 21 Savage has been living here illegally for, they say he came here in 2005.
Okay.
He's what, 23 years old, Figgy, something like that?
Yeah, he was like 14, I guess, when he, I guess, came
started
over.
Making it. Yeah.
I mean, he would have been like a kid in elementary school. How the hell is he supposed to know he's living here illegally for 10 plus years?
Well, somebody should have told him down the line somewhere, right?
I mean, what's he supposed
Where
to
Where was
do?
I born, Mom? England.
I feel like this is good for him, actually, though. I think it actually adds
some street cred.
I mean, yeah, he's global now. Global. He might be the best European rapper of all time. In my opinion, if you ask me, I think that this only adds to it. I think it adds to the mystique of 21.
Do you think they should have had somebody other than Travis Scott last night?
I think they should have had an Outkast reunion. I honestly, I tweeted this out. I think they should have just had an entire reunion of Gucci Mane, T.I., an Outkast reunion, Ludacris,
now, a lot of them,
Usher, Lil Jon. I think all of them should have been up there. Figgy, you think so too, right? That's what Lopez was about to say.
No, you look like you were going to say something.
No, that's no way that's happening, man.
Why?
They have beef?
They don't want no, I don't know. I ain't going to lie. I feel like they don't want no black rappers. Headline the Super Bowl
had,
like
should
that.
Should have Jeezy and Gucci Mane shake hands.
Well, like, when you're in Atlanta, there. You got to have a rapper in the show at least.
Wait, what?
When you're in Atlanta, you got to have a rap. In Atlanta, you have to have a rapper in the show.
I feel like Travis Scott was really, really meh.
He was average, man.
They only gave him like 1 minute.
That's true too. It's Big Boy was all right. I like the jacket. I like the coat. But even Adam Levine, who I like a lot,
I wanted an Outkast reunion. That made the most sense.
If they had, to be fair, let's be honest. A lot of people might have been and were invited, but refused for various reasons.
But that's the other thing with what Figgy's talking about. I feel like Outkast has enough mainstream appeal to where it would have been
that would have been a safe pick.
Yes, that would.
Yes.
I mean, it would have been an awesome pick, an Outkast reunion. Who wouldn't want that? But Adam Levine, I'm not going to dispute his top 40 hits. Mm-hmm. I didn't know he had all those.
Like I've heard the songs,
but I don't know it's a different group. I just assume a lot of that sounds the exact same. He's a big deal. He's not a Super Bowl halftime performer. You got to have a little bit more of a presence. If you have to take your shirt off just to make your presence felt, you don't need to be on the Super Bowl. It's for guys like Prince. It's for guys like Michael Jackson. It's for guys like even like Big Boy or Outkast or something like mm-hmm. that. That's for like the Britney Spears, the Lady Gagas, the people who just have that presence to where when they walk in a room, there's a little bit more star power there. Adam Levine is not that guy.
Adam Levine doesn't, you know, the huge band. I really like him. I really do. But he's not a megastar. He's a star.
I mean, he's a megastar at this point, right?
I don't think so.
I just don't know that he's just like that has the star power. I think he's a star, but I don't think he has the star power. Does that make sense? I'm kind of talking not about.
I think that's kind of this. We're both kind of saying the same thing.
Exactly. We're always on the same
page. Like Beyonce is.
Yeah, it's a star.
A mega star.
As soon as she goes on, all eyes are on her.
And you also at the halftime show, one thing I've picked up on over the years recently is just that certain artists just aren't a big stadium performer. No. You know, Prince was like he was talking to everybody.
I mean, come on.
You know.
It's Prince.
Michael Jackson and megastars, of course. But like even some that are like I'll put it this way. What's his name? Gosh, I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, that guy.
It stinks. Like Bruce Springsteen. I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen fan, but he knew how to play a big arena, you know?
You should see him live.
You ever seen him in concert? But the Who, as much as they've been in a big show, big stadium, they didn't perform well in the Super Bowl. Neither did Adam Levine or anybody there last night.
Neither did Tony Romo.
Neither did Tony Romo.
He was awful.
Neither did the commercials.
That was the worst.
Neither did the game.
That was the worst game Tony Romo's ever called.
Best thing about yesterday was I had a great spread, man.
What'd you have?
I just had some leftovers right now. We had crab cakes with real crab, no filler. Had some carnitas, homemade. We had all the regular chips and dips. And what was the other good thing? Oh, we had a killer cake, tres leches.
What does that mean?
You know what that means.
I have no idea. Three something.
Three milks.
Why would you want three milks?
In the cake. It's like creams, basically. The running joke at our party was our cake had as many leches as the game had points.
Lord. It's weak, man.
That's awesome.
It's weak.
Our game had as many leches as the game had points?
That's incredibly weak. It's incredibly weak.
I thought it was clever, man.
It's terrible. Can't believe you said that. You hear the music, though. 713-572-4610 to get in. The number one segment in the nation. Number one segment in the universe. Most importantly, the number one segment in Houston. It is the In the Loop Think Tank. Start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask us how we're doing. Why not, J-Lo?
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares, and we're doing just lovely on an overreaction Monday following Super Bowl 53. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that once a cheater, always a cheater. And in that case, the Patriots should have all their rings taken from them and Super Bowl trophies. And also think that if you can thank God and praise him for the good things that happened in your life, you should be able to blame him for the bad things that happened.
Blame him.
Damn, that's a hot take.
Man.
Jeez. Getting religious.
That
here.
Is hot.
It is interesting that a guy starts the season serving a 4-game PED suspension. And then he goes on to win Super Bowl MVP.
Performance enhancing drug.
Yes, it is.
It's pretty interesting.
Yes, it is.
Rest in peace, Bob McNair. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Morale, vato.
Hey, man.
Hey, first of all, I'm glad y'all made it back safe.
Thank you.
Second of all, Landry, don't ever be an ICE agent, because if you go try to get my people and go, hey, it's ICE, they're going to say, oh, I see you.
Great.
I guilty as charged. I will never be an ICE agent. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that if you do PEDs, you definitely got a good job or a promotion in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, he's talking about Brian Cushing and Al Edelman.
Yeah.
My boy plays for him, you know, Cush.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that guy that just called and everybody else that still claims the Patriots are cheaters all the time need to just accept the fact that they're salty and move on, because that's not a valid excuse anymore.
Well, I mean, Edelman got popped this year. This year.
I mean, that is a fact. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that the best Super Bowl halftime show should be Weird Al with all of the bands that play the songs that he parodies.
I think Weird Al is one of the Masked Singers. I figured it out yesterday. On the Masked Singer.
Yeah.
Weird Al, you watch. I get it.
How do you feel about Weird Al?
It's a guilty pleasure, man.
How do you feel about Weird Al?
Don't like him.
He's not that funny.
No, don't like him.
I'm not a big fan.
I'm just telling you, I think he's one of the masked singer. I think he's the rabbit.
That show, man. We were talking about you came up yesterday actually at the party because I was talking about my TV taste, and I was like, I really don't think Lopez grasps just how ratchet of reality shows I like, because he says I would like The Masked Singer. The Masked Singer is nothing like the ratchet reality TV I like.
I understand that.
Nothing like it. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hello! This is 21 Savage, hailing from Atlanta, a.k.a. Manchester. Just calling to let you all know that I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 M's in my bank account. Yeah, in my bank account.
Gupta. Pretty solid British accent. That's solid.
Wizard.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think, am I on right now?
Yep.
I think that the next head coach of the Dallas Cowboys will be Sean Payton or Bill Belichick.
That's getting a lot of traction.
It's a done deal. I said this yesterday, and Seth was kind of taking me to task with the Sean Payton thing. First of all, working for the Cowboys now is not what you think it is. Like, if you just look at how they've built this team and the organizational structure, there's a reason that the Texans asked to talk to Will McClay, who's pretty much the shot caller there, and there's a reason the Cowboys said no and then gave him a raise. There's a reason for that. Second of all, Drew Brees, unlike the last 10 years where this has been a rumor, Drew Brees is toward the end of things, and Jason Garrett is not getting an extension. It all lines up perfectly. And, oh, by the way, Sean Payton is very close to Jerry Jones. He was close to Mickey Loomis, who died, the former Saints owner. He lives in Westlake out there in DFW, and it's one of the most storied jobs. I think this is lining up perfectly for that opinion. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hello?
You're on. Go.
Yeah, Landry's crazy for living in Houston and not knowing what Trace Leches is. He needs to get some more Hispanic friends.
Yeah, he needs to go to El Bolio over on Airline. Race car! You didn't like that line, huh? I like that line. I thought it was pretty clever.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, I think that I almost fell asleep for about 10 seconds during the Super Bowl last night.
Were you drinking too much, sir?
No, watching too much.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think it's absolutely disgraceful they didn't play Sweet Victory by SpongeBob.
What does that mean? Like Sweet Caroline or something?
That was part of the SpongeBob intro.
Oh, okay.
Because in the episode, he performed Sweet Victory.
I thought that was the most bizarre thing until somebody told me it was actually a part of one of his jams.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Photo Eddie double dipping today. So my vegan beef that I got to is with Gucci and Pavetex. Pavetex is just, I just hate Pavetex because I hate Pavetex. And Gucci, I hate the fact that I can't pick up the phone and want to say hello to my mom, aunt, cousin, co-worker, without saying, hello!
Gupta's a legend already.
Deservedly so. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
What's up, Tank?
Hey, I think that I've been wondering how much this girl weighs, seeing as how his people worship cows. Can I get a race card? Race
card! You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think these spam calls are getting out of control.
Yeah, they are getting a little bit crazy. By the way, the racist redneck is suspended till Friday, right?
Yeah, well, he was supposed to be.
I mean, he's got to be, right?
Like, that was not good.
That was not his best look.
That was not his best work.
Yeah, the Fuzzy Zeller got away with it because it was like 20 years ago.
I need Fuzzy Zeller.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Man, I dozed off twice during the Super Bowl, and I told my wife, if I doze off one more time, don't even wake me up. And she didn't wake me up until 11:30.
Oh, no. Wow. He really passed out. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that this Super Bowl was the this year of Super Bowls.
The this year of Super Bowls?
I don't get it.
Like it hadn't been an eventful year. No.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that sorry-ass Texans fans like Photo Eddie got their only chance to see J.J. Watt at the Super Bowl yesterday.
Yeah, I wonder if that was Pavetex.
What a hater, man. Yeah. What a freaking hater. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that this was the worst Super Bowl from A to Z I have ever seen in my life. Hey, John Lopez, how was the city of Atlanta?
The city of Atlanta? Great. Not a bad thing to be said about Atlanta.
I think they did the best job.
If you had to, like, come up with one criticism, like they made you come up with a criticism of the Super Bowl week that we had, They had too many friendly volunteers. Right? They were everywhere.
I hate when media types like make it all about them. Like, oh, to walk too far to get a water.
Yeah, no, nobody cares. That's something nobody cares about.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think the slot receiver is underrated, man, considering how much damage he takes and how effective the passes that he makes are. Edelman to the Hall of Fame, please.
No way.
There you go.
Nobody's talking about Guy.
Thank you. Out of here with that. Thank I don't you. Want to hear about Edelman in the Hall of Fame. I don't need to hear that garbage. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, Think Sucks.
Man, that sounded like he was about to ride on
fire alarm going off.
What's going on there with that bass?
I want to check that fire detector.
What the hell was going on there? You hear that bass? It's like the thumping before you ride on somebody or something like that. Pavetech's about to get rode on. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think Josh Gordon will be high as a kite when he accepts his Super Bowl ring. Yeah, well,
the weed.
What do you think about that, Lopez? One.
What? He earned it.
No, I'm asking. Like, do you think he'll be high as a kite?
Oh, nah. No, he won't.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that Julian Edelman is the front end. He's a way better slot receiver than Wes Welker ever was. Boom.
Wes Welker was a 6-time first team all pro. Like, there's really not a comparison there. There's really not.
In the postseason, it's not a comparison the other way.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Gurley should come out and explain what the heck was going on. What was that about, man? He just went ghost on us.
I don't know.
And they swear he's not hurt.
Strange. I was pissed off. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
He lost me my fantasy championship 2 years ago. I wish he would have disappeared then.
Mm.
Slime ball. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how thick were the girls out there in Atlanta?
Man, they came in all types, yeah, bro. There was no – there. I mean, it was – and it was girls from everywhere, but it was just all kinds of types. It was like a buffet.
It was. It was a smorgasbord.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Joe Montana fans can finally be quiet.
You know what? That's a great take. We always, you know, people still, there are still some holding on to the
are
Montana.
There?
I heard one in Atlanta. I was, I don't think I was prepping for the show or sitting after the show or something. And I heard guys talk about, well, I still bet my Montana because of blah, blah. I'm like, what?
We're going to hear from Montana's favorite receiver, Jerry Rice, at 1 o'clock on whether or not Tom Brady has surpassed Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Rice is awful, by the way. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think this is the worst Super Bowl ever, man. They geared so many commercials to women. And what is all this man boob everywhere? Man, I want some more woman boob.
That wasn't a race car. It was a sexist car.
Too many women?
Yeah.
Okay. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Go.
I think that Gisele Bündchen did show up to the game only because the media, no good wife. But she said 1 year that my husband can't throw and catch the ball, and that was the year that old Wes Welker, the Pro Bowl 6-timer, missed his catch a Super Bowl ring.
Did happen. That did happen. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think it sucks that Brian Hoyer gets a Super Bowl ring.
Why? Why are you hating
What did
that
he ever
man?
Do to you except lose Hoyer. A playoff game in the first minute of the game?
He was concussed.
Yeah.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I try, but I think that Lopez needs to drop the dead weight.
What dead weight? You?
He's talking about me.
All right. Yeah, let's do that.
I don't know. I'm not following. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Pave Tank sucks.
Oh, that's two Pave Tank sucks.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Go.
I think that I have to get in the gym today because Adam Levine having his shirt off has my girlfriend having second thoughts of being with me.
I don't know. I mean, women love him. But that's a lot of tattoos, man. You have to be into
Women
it.
Women like tattoos now, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, but that much?
No. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think that Sean McVay let Bill O'Brien prepare his game plan for the Super Bowl because it was trash.
Heard a lot of people say that. You don't have any tattoos, do you, J-Lo?
No, I don't have any tattoos.
None?
I'm not anti-tattoo.
Does your wife have any tattoos?
No. No, okay. We're both the same. None of my kids do, believe it or not.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think 21 Savage slaughtered the wrong fellow's daughter.
Damn it, I cut him off. He had a punchline. My bad. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I thought the Super Bowl was pretty entertaining because it was a game throughout 90% of it, and it was could have gone either way. Also, the show has been missing one thing, Fog Alarm Flex.
Oh, shut up. It's Galata Knight. Stay put.
You're on the Think Tank. Go. Go.
I think that Berhalter was the right hire for the U.S. Men's National Team and John.
Yeah, come on, man. Talking soccer. Whatever. Hey. It was more entertaining. Soccer was more entertaining than yesterday's game.
Yeah, right.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, right. The most entertaining soccer game wasn't as entertaining as yesterday's game. Five more. Let's go five more. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Pave Texas trash.
Pave Texas getting murdered. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Hey, I think that y'all should address the fact that Tom Brady kissed Kraft in the mouth.
I saw that.
About that.
Was that an angle or was
yeah,
that
yeah, it was the
angle.
They were like going to kind of peck each other on the side.
Yeah.
And they both were like awkwardly went right on the
when's
lip.
When's the last time you kissed another guy on the cheek?
My dad.
Really?
Oh, you mean, I thought you were going to say on the lips.
You kissed your dad on the lips when?
When I was a kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like up to what age?
I don't know if
up to what age?
I don't remember. Little. I don't know if I ever kissed my boys on the lips. Maybe. Probably.
Did you?
When they were little bitty.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I mean, there's no wrong answer, but I just don't know about that. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think I figured out what the Texans need. They need to hire Sean McVay's get back coach.
They already got their strength and conditioning guy.
Brian Cushing be the get back coach, too?
Mm-hmm.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Landry, I think you should stop asking professional athletes how disappointed they are in a loss after a loss. They can only say one thing, very disappointed.
No, I mean, I don't know if you heard the Rams offensive lineman yesterday. He said the complete opposite. Jeff Whittington said the complete opposite. Figgy, we have that audio of Whittington after the game. He just lost the Super Bowl, and this is what he had to say 20 minutes after.
I don't give a crap if you have a Hall of Fame bust, if you're, you know, been a Pro Bowler or win 20 Super Bowls. At the end of the day, you're all going to die, and you're all going to have the opportunity to play football or not be playing football. And who you are, how you carry yourself, whether you pout and feel sorry for yourself is the only thing that's going to matter, because that's what people are going to remember about you. You know what? And so for me, what means the most is that guys see me hold my head high. They see me confident in them and loving them and there for them in any way I can moving forward.
And not only that, Justin Reed, when we asked him that, he went back to the Philadelphia loss. So I feel like that question can get a lot, sir.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're all going to die. I don't know about that.
It's weird.
It's not exactly motivational speaking.
It's very strange. All right, we'll take one more. You're on the Think Tank. You got the last word. Go.
Yeah, Pave Tex is a whole lot of suck.
Pave Tex getting murdered. Getting slaughtered.
As well he should.
713-572-4610 if you want to keep your thoughts rolling. It's Overreaction Monday. Football season's over. We'll extend the Think Tank if y'all want to. But coming up next and around the NFL, did J.J. Watt get screwed? Flat out, did J.J. Watt get screwed? We'll get into that next in the loop on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.